We're doing the laws of Shabbos, and we had discussed squeezing out fruits, squeezing out the juice of fruits, and we're continuing with squeezing out lemons, which we mentioned in passing. Here he spells it out. He says, "Al ken asur lischot limonim." So going with what we've explained thus far, it is prohibited to squeeze out lemons, uvifrat bizmanenu, specifically in our times, shurbam omdim lischot meimeyem, that the prime use of lemons is to squeeze out their juice. That's what most lemons are used for nowadays. Yesh li zeher b'sha... Okay, so that's point number one. Yesh li zeher b'sha shchotchim al limonim, shelo lechotchem al gabei kli. Now, you want to be a wise aleck? Like one of my kids told me. Okay, here's what I want to do. I'm just going to slice lemon. And every time I slice it, little juice is going to come out, and I'll catch that juice. So that you can't do. It's very common that your cutting board is going to be filled with juice. Yeah, if you cut a juicy lemon, if you cut a tomato, if you cut even a pomegranate, by the time you finish cutting, you could have quite a nice amount of juice, which you basically squeezed out with your knife. So you can't derive benefit from that juice, because you're very that, then you've basically found a way to squeeze out juice and jobs. You can't do that.
Squeezing out this juice just to drink it, or
oh, so that's what my wise Alec daughter wanted to do. She said, "I won't squeeze. I'll just slice, but I'll slice again and again and again, and then I'll have juice." Okay, so you can't do that. I was very happy. It's a good thought, you know. Good that she's using her brains, but halachically, you can't do that, because technically, every time you squeeze, what you're basically doing is you're pushing out the juice. So if you're going to use that juice, then you say, "Okay, you just squeezed out juice. That's equivalent to squeezing out juice." So you can't do that. If what you were doing was cutting open a lemon, and it happened to come out juice, so that we're not concerned with. So he says the only way it would be permitted is if you have no use, if you really don't use that juice that comes out. If you're going to put a piece of lemon into tea or something else, you have to be careful not to take the spoon and squeeze out the lemon inside your cup, because again, you're squeezing out the juice from the lemon. I would add just one more point. Lemons can have a problem of something called knimot. There's a bug that comes onto citrus fruits. Today they use pesticides, and sometimes you get your lemons free of them, and sometimes you don't. Meaning you go to the marketplace, you'll see some lemons are covered with dots. You find it with clementines. You find it with oranges. There are these little brown blackish dots. So you'll tell me, "I don't see a bug," and I'll tell you that that's because the bug's dead by now. But if you went and saw it on the tree, you'd see these little things moving. You'd see their legs. You'd be able to see it. It's not a bug which is invisible. It's a bug that after it's dead, it's hard to discern that it's a bug. So we basically treat that as a bug. And that's... If you peel the skin in, baya. But sometimes people take a lemon with the skin and put it in their tea. So then you just got to make sure that either the knimot aren't there or they don't come off into your tea. One or the other. I'm just saying that's true on weekdays too. It's not a Shabbos thing. It's one of the reasons why it's difficult to let kids... my kids are big lemon fans, if you guys didn't notice yet. Like every Shabbos, that's their own Shabbos. There are two things they like sucking on, salt and lemon. So someone told me you have to check for deficiencies or whatever. But nope, it runs in the family. It must be a Yekish thing. Okay, now you want to give a kid a lemon to suck. If the peel has knimot, they end up with knimot on their hands. I don't know what they call these things in English. So then you're running into problems. Kina is lice. Knimot, I don't know what it's called. I think it might be called an aphid. I'm not sure. So at any rate, you got to clean it off well so none come off on their hand. You don't want them eating bugs. Okay, back to our...
pesticides you mentioned probably ought to be either, so kind of good idea to give it away.
Yeah, no, the issue is that when you wash it, so not all of them necessarily come off. Right. when you're squeezing, you're applying more pressure, and then others can come off on your hand. That's one of the reasons why you want to be careful when you buy orange juice, that you're buying from a place with a good hechsher, even though technically the oranges are okay. The question is, are they filtering the kenimot? Are they making sure that you don't get bugs in your juice too? You know, and you're not going to be able to tell between the pieces what's a what. Yeah, so that's okay, whatever. Back to our squeezing lemons. So when you put a piece of lemon into the tea, so you got to be careful with that. I would add, you also can't squeeze out the tea bag, right? But I once had a guest. We had a group of guys from the Machon, and one of the guys was a big tzaddik. You know, he was a fine guy. He didn't know that you're not supposed to squeeze out tea bags. So we're sitting down learning Shabbos morning. And every Shabbos morning, after he gets his tea, he takes out the tea bag, squeezes out the tea. A good Jew, not going to waste all that tea, and throws it out, right? So, I didn't say anything. Like, I didn't say a word. I saw it Shabbos after Shabbos, I didn't say a word. And one of the other guys there, like, was at one point, like after a few months, he goes to him, you know, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So he says, the rabbi never said anything. Right? So it's true, because I think one of the difficult things in life is to grow and learn, and then after you're doing your best, suddenly find out I'm doing something wrong. I've been doing it wrong my whole life. If we discover it slowly, then we can grow into it. You know, who said that the guy was ready to hear it yet? You know, he's in a work in progress, so he's learning the laws of Shabbos. He'll get there. I'm saying this halacha that I'm mentioning now, that you're not supposed to squeeze out the tea bag, that's good for you. That doesn't mean you should tell the next guy. Maybe right now he's dealing with other issues. Maybe he's not ready for that halacha yet. Slowly. You know, back to here. So the same thing with squeezing lemons. You know, Be'ezrat Hashem, when your kids grow up, so you'll be able to tell them calmly and lovingly and patiently that we squeeze a lemon onto salad or onto schnitzel. And then you'll see when your back is turned that they're squeezing it into their cup. Sometimes you have to ignore it. You don't have to fight every fight. Or maybe you'll give them, you'll say, I'll squeeze out the lemon onto the schnitzel for you. We try not to make issues over religious things. We don't have to fight over everything. Back to our thing. So we do squeeze out lemons onto salad or whatever. But if you're going to put it in your tea, you got to be careful not to squeeze it with a spoon. That doesn't mean you look over your guest's shoulders and say, no, 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 don't do that, right? That's not our job. Back to our... Now, are you allowed to squeeze out lemon juice onto sugar? When your intention is afterwards to put the sugar into a liquid. So it's only spending the time on it, it's on the spoon as being a solid. Now, I don't see why this is relevant, because unless you're taking a ton of sugar, we're not using sugar cubes anymore. We're using powdered sugar, right? So sugar granules. When you squeeze out a lemon onto your sugar, you end up with juice. You don't end up with sugar. You don't end up with the solids. I don't know. When they spoke about it, either they were using less lemon, or they were using more sugar, or they were using sugar cubes, which lasted. Today, I don't see whether this is relevant. So he says, you know, some people are so stringent, they don't squeeze out lemons onto food anyways. And I told you, at my house, I personally squeeze out lemons onto the schnitzel. He says, I would think that if you do like the fancy restaurants do today, or you'll go to a hall, sometimes they do this, they put the lemon inside a bag. Right? You get the lemon in a bag, so when you squeeze it out, only the juice comes out, no pieces come out. He says, another reason why that would be prohibited, he says, when you squeeze it, what ends up happening is the bag that the lemon is in is also wet. So you end up squeezing out the bag. Now, no one allowed you to squeeze out a bag. No one allowed you to squeeze out a cloth. Now, you're allowed to squeeze out a fruit where you're taking the food from here and putting it there, but not squeeze out a cloth. So that's why he says that's another issue to be concerned with. Okay.
Is there a problem
with I think that you could run into that too, but that we'll talk about. We'll still see where yes and where no.
Why are you squeezing out this fruit?
You want the lemon juice. You want the juice on your salad. You want the juice on your schnitzel.
I'm saying when you would squeeze it out into a cup, specifically a fruit that people don't usually squeeze out.
So if maybe you want it, person has a sore throat, so he wants to drink some lemon juice. He doesn't want it on his salad. He wants it in his throat. So he's got to eat the lemon. He can't squeeze it out into a cup. Okay, the next topic is what's called a solid fruit. We'll pick up with that Bezat Shem Sunday.